The Oz 9 Night Before Christmas, with apologies to Clement Clark Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the ship, not a passenger was stirring, there was nothing to whip. Olivia was snarky, Cal was polite, by opening his mouth Colin provided some light. The good? Doctor's lab was enveloped with fog, and Jesse's worst rescue ever had a side of eggnog. Freeze and the Tross were sharpening knives, while Leet, playing fish, asked, "You got any fives?" When what did the 778 apparently see? We're still not quite sure, they didn't agree. It appeared on the radar as a little red blip. Could it be? Santa's coming in a holiday spaceship? It clanged on the hull with a bunch of loud clunkies. A small red pod pulled by 50 space monkeys. Out popped the pilot, so lively and quick, the assassins thought surely this must be a trick. "His suit, he's bleeding, for it is all red. When I kill him, he will be even more dead." "It's Santa, you idiot. Stop trying to keel, or I'll red sharpie you till you no longer feel." Head one droned on with the history of Saint Nick, while Emily hoped for a ciggy real quick. Leaving his monkeys a-twitter on the hull, Santa entered the airlock. His bag was quite full. He found the Nine's tree made of night vision goggles? How'd they do that? The mind truly boggles. He said not a word but went straight to his work, laying out presents with a wry little smirk. Bubble wrap for Mad Pants to keep her a-popping. Martinis for Colin so he'll never stop fopping. Wrapped in a tartan, it's haggis for Jesse. A new mop for Joe in case things get messy. Nothing dangerous for Freeze, just some French wine. A new pencil skirt fits the albatross just fine. Cal has a timer that now runs for 12 hours. A generator for Doc, whose lab that it powers. For Head One, some upgraded Wikipedia chips, and repairs to Emily's vocabulary slips. Finally, for Leet, something he'll dig. We see now why Santa's bag was so big. A dazzle of zebras with stripes black and white. "It's perfect," squeed Lee. "A gift that's just right." Santa's eyes twinkled as he said to the crew,
"You could all use some good cheer after all you've been through."
Then fastening his helmet and giving a nod, Santa whipped out the airlock and back to his pod. The crew waved goodbye as the space monkeys flew. Just for one night, their spirits lifted anew. They heard him exclaim as he flew into the black,
"Merry Christmas to all, and give G2 some slack!"
Written by Richard Nadolny of Oz 9 Podcast.
Ho, ho, ho!